Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Nobby's going to tell us about his finger in a few minutes, but...
I don't overdo it now. It might be that exciting. I mean,
no,
I'm still here.
Well, a lot of people wondering how you are. People do care, Nobby. You didn't think people cared. They do.
Now, hang on now. I didn't go around saying, nobody cares about me.
No, you didn't. But you didn't think anyone would care about your little bite and your little finger.
I think anything that you can talk about on the radio or on social media that other people also...
Have had. Yeah.
Or can get...
Mm-hmm.
It's all connection, man.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
We all have had bites.
Yeah, we have.
Even off air, they were exchanging war stories about who's got the biggest bite.
I'll tell you about it. It's something else that something I learned you can do yesterday. But a neighbour told me that they had to do it on a very strange part of their body.
Mm.
That's coming up. I don't know if Cody's parents would like us to do this now. He listens to the kids. No, maybe the kids in the car later. Okay, it's Cody Dunyan's birthday, everyone, today. Happy birthday.
He's 8. Cody. How are you? 8.
Maybe we'll keep it for kids in the car.
Yeah, we'll keep it. Right, looking at the papers this morning, the heartbreaking story of the tragic story in Kerry, shot in their beds. Kerry murder suicide, shot dead as they slept in their beds. A mother and her son were shot dead as they slept in their beds. The Gardaí finding their partner's body in a yard beside a shotgun. It's front page of every single paper. And neighbours completely flabbergasted, said they were the soundest family you could meet. They had no idea anything like this could happen.
Mm.
So yeah, it's just a heartbreaking one. That's covering all the main headlines this morning. Brazil nuts. The Premier League chiefs were last night locked in talks to avoid an all-out club versus country war. Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Chelsea and Leeds are all set to see their Brazil stars banned this weekend after they skipped World Cup duty. So Brazilian football bosses triggered a FIFA rule to block them playing for their English clubs for 5 days because they didn't play for Brazil.
What team is the most affected by that, I wonder?
Who's got the most Brazilians? I don't know. That's a good question. Pub quiz.
Used to be Gort.
Who has the most... Who has the most Brazilians?
On those teams? It can't be Leeds. I don't think it's Liverpool.
The knickered chef. This is about Jamie Oliver.
He doesn't wear things at the weekend or anything, does he?
Jamie Oliver has bought all his male employees new pants after having a eureka moment in his boxer shorts.
What's different about these pants?
He says his downstairs world was rocked when he discovered a super snuggly brand called... Do you want to know the name of the brand? Saks, with two X's.
Right.
He said it was like being cradled by an angel down there.
Well, they've not just called them all out and called them ball.
So he splashed out on a job lot of the jocks for all the men in his restaurant business. They all got a complimentary pair of these unbelievably comfortable underpants. And he said it was a revelation about boxer shorts. What a moment with the crew. They said, what are you wearing?
What a moment with the crew.
Yeah, he just said, everyone has to try this. Well, a lot of the crew on his TV show that he's filming would want a pair of underpants. So now, see, that's the kind of thing that makes me go, If he's that keen on buying that underpants for every man he knows, they must be really good.
Yeah. Well, the last time he communicated to all his employees, he was getting rid of them.
That reminds me of Richard Branson. Richard Branson was driving a Range Rover, had a car crash, pretty bad one on some motorway, and they said... They said, yeah, if you hadn't been driving that car, you'd be dead. So he bought all his main guys a Range Rover the next day. I want you all safe when you're driving.
Wow.
It's not a pair of underpants.
So no one else can fit down a country lane, but once Richard Branson's employees are okay.
Well, these ones need to be safe.
We're outside the school now. Get out.
No need for them. No need for them. They are lovely though.
Vogue. Those who laughed can just fade away.
What are you talking about?
Vogue Williams felt laughed at by people in the industry after... So she was in Faith Street. Way back in the day, she was in Faith Street. Remember, there was, it was kind of like a documentary about four girls, kind of a fake reality type show, about four girls living on Faith Street,
yeah,
above Hogan's.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway...
She was in that, wasn't she?
She was in it, yeah. It was based on The Hills. It was an Irish version of The Hills.
Oh, no, come on.
It was based on it. And that's where she became... That's where we first found her. And she said the series was shh, but she's still raging over how people treated her in the business. She was in that at the time, and then she was off filming something else. And
she was modelling before that as well.
Yeah,
she was just trying to do bits of everything to try and, you know, find that break, I suppose.
I drove from Hoth all the way into the other side of town to the house where they were filming, and so she did filming. This is what upset her. And it was happening, and it didn't even come down to say hello. And then I was told they wouldn't film with me because I was in Faith Street, and I was just left down there. I felt so embarrassed and kind of laughed at, just like you bleep and bleeps. So anyway, yeah.
Look, we all have stories where people can be embarrassed, folks. So
yeah. Well, look, she has the last laugh now. Prime time game show starting Saturday night.
Let's talk about stones and glass houses, and leave it at that. It's F104. Dublin's a small place, baby. It's 7:15. How are you doing?
How's your finger
doing?
Driving
on a 4-5. I'll tell you in a minute. Running all the stop signs.
It's Robert Alarm Clock. It's 7:04. Imagine, like, she was ready to record. Are you ready to record? Yeah. What about the lyrics? Got them done. That was very quick.
Keep
yes.
your voodoo on me.
It was.
I think a lot of dance songs are kind of guilty of that.
Ah, they are, yes.
I forgot about Alison. What was I thinking? I have to... I'll give you full disclosure now. I'm very tired because...
Alison who?
Alison, as in Liverpool, the most Liverpool of three Brazilian players.
Okay.
I thought we'd two. I forgot about him.
There's a mister called Alison.
Ridiculous rule. The club should just ignore them. Yeah, exactly. What are they going to do? Find them. So what?
So, previously on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Nobby was...
No, it's Rainier's injured now. What day is this? Thursday. Tuesday night. The doctor told me I was the fourth person in yesterday with this exact same problem. So if you have a dog or you like walking at night time...
Oh, yeah.
No, Jim, they're very too... and you go near fields... And isolated parts of town. No, I wasn't in an isolated part of town. Just
how
near,
are you doing?
Just near a field and a bit of a street. I actually don't think that even exists in Ireland, anyway. Anyway, let's not even go there.
You've been looking.
So I've been... I was bitten by something. Don't know what... You never see what's biting you, really. Has anyone ever seen, like, a dragonfly sucking the blood out of their arm? I don't...
No, that's true. Mosquitoes, you don't see them doing it.
You can usually feel it quite quickly. Oh, someone got me there. Yeah. So, usual story, you know, man, I am man, I do not need doctor. I was like, ah, yeah, it'll be grand.
And even then, on air yesterday, you were like, ah, it'll be grand.
So,
but your finger was swollen up yesterday. Is that, what's the update now?
More of my body is swollen.
Which part?
In the general area of said index finger.
Can I see the hand now, please?
Now the hand, top
oh,
of the hand.
Oh, yeah, it's gone, oh, Jesus, that has gone really puffed up.
Yeah, I'm not the elephant man hand.
I didn't see it until just now, that is bad.
Puff the magic knobby, that's me. So, I finally plucked up the courage. Well, first of all, I went to a pharmacist, right, because the pharmacist got Grace messages yesterday and she said, oh, you know, you should actually. So I went in and the pharmacist came out for me on the counter, had a little look. Is it hot? I was like, do you want to touch it? Yeah, it kind of is, yeah. Yeah, I think you need to go to GP. GP is literally two shops down the road. Bzzz.
You went to the GP, did you?
How you doing? Listen, I'm a patient of such
good
and such.
Man.
I know this is just me ringing an intercom.
I know.
The lady 2 doors up in the pharmacy, is it just worth a try? I said, I can see the doctor's car there. Maybe that's what got them. No, there's no one available. Have you tried the D-Doc? Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers. So I jumped into the car. I went to the VHI clinic. 3 hour waiting list in there. I said, no, you're grand. Thanks very much. Do I have to pay for the parking?
Do you know who I am?
Rang the D-Doc. Rang them twice.
Where's the D-Doc now?
The D-Doc, you might have an E-Doc, you have an N-Doc.
You're the DL-Doc.
They're after-hours doctors' places. Yeah. And it's GPs. I think GPs doing a bit of overtime.
But where is the D-Doc? What's the area for that?
North Dublin. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the DL.
Although I think I went to the Endoc. I ended up going to Swords. Swords. It's really near the Dublin Airport.
Okay, so you're in the Endoc. Endoc has a look at your hand.
Well, I had to. So first of all, the nurse from the Endoc tried to ring me. It was a private number, and my phone was on silent. Didn't hear the bloody thing. So I had to wait again. 9 o'clock. Phone rings. 10 to 10. I'm in the doctor's waiting. Hand swelling up. I've drawn a line on my hand now.
Let's see.
Just to try and see, is it getting any bigger?
That is getting really big.
It was actually calming down during the show. Maybe working with you had a calming effect on my finger.
If you then at lunchtime, think of Desperate Dan, Desperate Dan's hands or something, like it's like an oversized hand he has now.
Yeah, or an outfla who spent all his life drinking, eating too much salt. It's like there's no room in my hand to go anywhere. So anyway, finally get into the doctor at 10 o'clock. Nice lady. And
you're on medication as well. You have to explain that. You're a bit drowsy.
Why, do I sound a bit?
Yeah, you're a bit tired.
She gave me these two bullets. I can't remember what they're called. It begins with P. They're antihistamines.
Joe Rogan's, were they? Horse tranquilizers?
No. Don't take these until you get home, yeah? Don't drive with these. She wasn't messing.
Are they heavy?
She had a good night's sleep.
Are they heavy, are they?
So I haven't got my antibiotic yet.
Can't even say it.
And I have to get that this morning.
Somebody says a spider bite, that sounds like.
Crossy, being the nice, very kind man that he is, has already offered to go to the chemist because I'll be on air. But I don't know if they take random or prescriptions. Will they not say, are you
in? Oh, they will, yeah. You can go and get other people's prescriptions.
I have an antibiotic, 5 of them. I have 5 doses of antihistamines. I have some topical cream that I have to rub into my hand. She said, you're fighting a race here. I was like, what? Yeah, you're fighting a race to see if your body can cope with whatever they've left in you. Or if you need to get intervention. I was like, okay, tell me more.
Now,
doctor,
you did have a bite for a few months ago, so I wonder is there.
Got in the exact same place. Got yeah. Like as in stream.
So I wonder, was there a little bit of it in your body anyway, and that now it's just like it's really taken over?
My arms, like, was. Swords, and 2 elbows when that happened, but because it wasn't my fingers, it wasn't annoying me. I can't clench a fist now. I can't even hold a steering wheel properly.
I can't even brush my teeth properly. Well, you do have your other hand.
I'm right handed.
I know, but you can use your left hand.
You can't brush your teeth with your left hand. You'd end up jowling your gums and everything. Jabbing them.
Yeah, I've never thought of
that. You're doing that. Everyone try. Look, if you're...
Just done
try brush your teeth. Try the movement.
Imagine,
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird if you brush your teeth with the wrong hand. But
so,
would you call it, is what I'm saying. That is.
It is hot and swelling. It's cellulitis. Well, it's not that yet. That's what the antibiotic will sort that out. But yeah, she nodded when I said that word.
What? So cellulitis?
Yeah, but it's not like... Yeah.
Right, well,
do you call it the same thing as the thing that you might get on your body that lots of people have? I don't know. Anyway, look, she said, you can get these net suits that anglers have. I said, yeah, I'm aware. She said, but did you know you can get ones that go down onto your fingertips and everything? I said, I did not know that, doctor.
So you have to wear a wetsuit now when you're walking around in the woods with the dog?
I'm going to have to get it's not the woods, Jim.
Hey, flipper.
I wouldn't go out at night time with these little creeps, so I'd have top on whatever, but everyone else watch out if you're walking anything or just, yeah, look, there's an arm there. That's exactly what it's like.
Well, this fella is sending in pictures.
Jesus.
Similar to what Nobby has.
That happened to my arm.
Well, it's a spider bite, it's cellulitis, he says. Get the antibiotics into you now.
Now that everyone says it, I got into a car the other day and there was a spider had been living in it, and yeah, maybe it wasn't a midge. Maybe it was a spider.
It sounds like a spider.
Anyway,
some of them are poisonous now. There's much more of them.
I'm not sorted yet. But just watch yourselves. Cover up at night time.
Stephen wants to know, can you fire webs out of your wrist yet?
People have started calling me Peter Parker, all right.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Have you climbed up the side of the building to get in this morning? Because the windows don't open.
I'll try it.
Are you going to be in that new
Spider-Man
movie?
Look pretty good
movie?
In that suit.
You would, yeah. Not with that fist. Here comes Spider Fist.
Spider Fist. Oh, it's Spider Index Finger now, in fairness. So that's the moral of the story. I'm already 65 lids down. I don't know how much all the antibiotics are going to cost.
Well, your health is your wealth, Nobby.
Yeah, watch out for the flies, lads.
Or the spiders.
Oh, and a neighbour got it. So I drew a line on my hand to see if it was swelling. A neighbour got the same thing. She'd draw it with a pen on her bottom. See if they were going to get bigger.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Some girls have to go to the gym for that. So, yeah, watch out. Look out for each other. Take care of yourselves.
Watch out for the spiders and the fleas.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. I can't start on Sunday night. It's going to be like love, hate, light. Low fat, love, hate. It's 7:26 on F104. Hello. Thanks for all your concern. It means an awful lot.
So, Lord has covered Britney Spears' song.
Which one, Jim?
Oops, I Did It Again.
All right.
And this is really now, this is pulled back very, very different. This is Lord chilling it out.
To the ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a wing.
She's also done a version of Fallen Fruit.
We had no idea the dreams we had were far too big, far too big, and we will walk together. Psychedelic God.
She's from New Zealand, isn't she? New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. She's from New Zealand.
On a similar note, it was 15 years ago yesterday that Justin Timberlake released Future Sex Love Sounds.
Great album.
15 years.
Saw the tour.
Could we nod?
In the RDS.
Yeah.
Support act was Fergie.
Oh yeah.
Very good show.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke apples home.
And Timbaland, like he did a little bit in the middle and he was brilliant to get the crowd going mad.
Do we have some James Corden news?
James Corden? Well, yes, we do have some James Corden news. We always do.
Is he dressed up as a furry rabbit again?
I don't know. What is... What?
It's Carpool Karaoke with Camilla, Billy Porter and Idina Menzel. Let It Go.
Please welcome the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
Bother me anyway.
Camilla, how did you prepare for this huge undertaking that you've done to play Cinderella? Did you used to run lines with Sean? Did he help you with this at all?
We did run lines together for a brief period. And how was he though? Was he judgy?
Is he a good Prince Charming? I feel like it's the like perfect scenario if your partner gets cast as Cinderella and wants help getting into character, because you can be like, clean the floors! Get rid of those cobwebs! Yeah. Do the dishes! Cook me dinner now!
Let's
like,
do
I'm
some
just trying
acting.
To help you!
Have you got Lemmy? Go on.
Brilliant. Brilliant Scottish man. Comedian Lemmy he's highlighted the 7 seconds of him doing James Corden's laugh. that's all I think of
let's
now.
Let's get that to a billion. So it was premiere night in the US.
Oh, very
that's,
good.
That's why they had that on last night.
But like, you know, if he keeps doing that on the regular, if somebody's going to go, if this is James Corden up ahead of us, let's
crash into him.
You must do it really early in the morning. Like, you're going to get cranky people on the way to work.
I'd say it's a closed off set, no?
Yeah, it's really faked.
And good news, baby news this morning. Guess who's pregnant? It's always a good game.
Guess who's pregnant?
Jennifer Lawrence is pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Husband Cook Maroney.
I think I was in school with him.
Yeah, I'd say you were. I'd say you were.
Well, it seems today, hey. They're on
TV.
Oh.
There are so many programs, which ones should we see? But where can we get
telly.
Some decent telly? Sitting on our backside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pudgy has a TV guide. He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the copper's told him he can't go outside. It's time for Pudgy's TV guide.
Yeah, what's the starty, Pudge?
What is the starty moment?
Well, well, well.
We sure showed Cristiano Ronaldo, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did.
We showed him. He thought he was great, getting two goals in the comeback of comebacks. He thought he was Rapa, beating a team that were on top. But we showed him, we're not a team on top. We're a team that can barely draw with Azerbaijan and Serbia.
He got
not
two-
so great now, Cristiano, are you?
He got two goals. We got 2 points.
Oh, my God. I found a way to enjoy watching the Ireland matches, though, lads.
How?
I had great crack watching it the other night.
How?
Go on.
Shout for the other team. You're still watching the same match, but there's more joy.
Oh, my God. Are we the only country that celebrates draws?
Oh, my God.
Look, he's building a team, lads. Two of the young fellas the other day, Gavin especially. Come on, the future's bright.
Good. Yeah, no, in fairness, they were good, yeah.
Well, we're going to have the best goalkeepers in the world, I'll tell you that.
You'll bleed and
we're going to get plenty of bleeding practice. We want to go to a World Cup before I die, you know?
Pod, you're here to cheer us up, not talk about dying and Ireland. Come on!
Dying and Ireland go in the same sentence too easily, don't they?
Oh, that's fine,
did you die for your country, son? I did,
nice.
I watched all the games and the qualifying.
I died inside, anyway.
Yeah, did anyone think we were going to qualify?
No.
So why are you getting upset with me?
At least we know we can dance and jump and shake his hands in the air anyway.
Oh, we should all take our focus off Stephen Kenny and look at John Delaney.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to be said for that, Gemma. We'll cheer ourselves up with a bit of telly anyway, lads. Never mind.
Let's do it, Podge. What do you got for us?
This is the guide, and you're better off staying inside.
It's Podge's TV guide.
Greg Davis has a new TV show starting Friday on BBC One.
Love this man.
He's a good man.
He's getting mixed reviews, right?
Oh.
But I love him in anything he does. Called The Cleaner, and it starts at 9:30 on Friday.
You're a cleaner. The world is upside down.
Crime scene cleaner.
Has someone died here?
Yes.
Then you're going to want to invite me in.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to stay.
I would be delighted.
You like your role, don't you?
You do get to see how people live. As I live, they're mainly horribly dead.
I have one of those painter suits as well. Got it in B&Q.
What do you use it for?
Painting.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We all like a bit of role play.
This is brush out.
If you like a bit of brush action, turn on Netflix, lads. This looks good. Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal and Greed. Do you know who Bob Ross is?
This is the fella with the big curly hair who paints.
He looks like Will Ferrell dressed up. There's a dark backstory to the whole lot.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He'd want to get a haircut, in fairness.
I've been wanting to get this story out for all these years.
It says, we want to show you the trailer for Bob Ross' Happy Accidents, Betrayal and Greed, but we can't. Find out why, only on Netflix. So they're not even telling us.
Oh, that's good.
That's very
that's
good.
That's clever.
And he appeared and then just disappeared in the trailer.
Oh, you have to get that onto your Netflix, don't you?
When's that appearing?
It's on now.
Oh, I'm having some of that.
He has got a head of...
What's weird?
Lads, Jodie Comer has just appeared on my screen.
In her own accent. New show starting on Channel 4. There's a few things that I'm going to talk about now that are happening next week, but they're on before we're back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jodie Comer's new show is next Thursday, the 16th.
Right.
So Stephen Graham.
Her and Stephen Graham.
Wow.
They're both from Liverpool. And it's a show called Help, about the pandemic.
This job is about treating people with dignity.
I'm Tony, by the way.
A bad way from the hospital. We're going to be taking on a few more residents.
Was it safe, like?
Where's your mask?
I didn't know we needed to wear them. Did you know it would be like this?
This is us being useful.
I need urgent medical assistance. Nobody's picking up. Tony, I need your help.
Gonna be a few of them coming along.
Oh, there's gonna be hundreds forever.
I don't know how many of them you could watch though, but this one looks good.
It does look good, but we literally lived through everything they're doing.
But this will be like war films for, you know, your granny. This will be making movies about this for the rest of our lives. and the cover-ups and who did what and who didn't do enough and who did this and why did that happen.
Do you think that your granny watched those films because she was alive at the time? Because she was lived through the war, she watched the war. Because yeah. would explain why the alphas around here are still watching cowboy pictures.
Exactly.
Lads, Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix, September the 15th, right?
Right.
Biopic coming out.
Oh, yes.
Schumacher.
I've heard great things about this.
Yeah.
100% perfection. I couldn't live with anything lower.
Even as a child, he knew what he wanted. We always drove with the cheapest means. When the others threw away tires, I put them on my cart and won races with them.
I just felt that there's somebody special.
I don't do translations.
No,
clearly, clearly not. Much different picture if you were doing all the
It would be.
He also wouldn't win.
If you press the red button, you hear me going,
press the red button.
Hello.
And get Tony the Monkey Child commentary.
Schumacher was very good at driving fast.
I will be burning.
He had to pick up all the stroke tyres and put them on his own jammer.
Sounds like you, Potch. Stroke tyres.
Now, lads, I'm looking forward to this. You have to rent it on Apple Plus because it's a picture.
Okay.
It stars Bob Odenkirk, who you might know as Saul from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And it's called Nobody. It looks rapper.
So they took maybe $20 in an old watch? Mr. Madsen, did you even take a swing?
No.
Could have taken her, Dad.
Heard you had some excitement last night. I wish they'd have picked my place, you know? There's a long dormant piece of me that so very badly wants out.
What are you still doing here, old man?
I'm gonna f-
Whoa!
Oh, watch your mouth out.
Come on, the 46A with a shooter.
Oh, lads, you got to give that to Goo, haven't you?
Jeez, that does look
that's
good.
Gooable.
How much is it?
Oh, I think it's $3.99.
$3.99?
Wouldn't buy you a pint.
Give it to Goo! Good luck to you!
Yes! Porgy's TV Guide is brought to you by Porgy Orville O'Rourke, who watches TV on behalf of the Strawberry Alarm Clock and you. Happy viewing.
Poor by name, poor by nature!
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie car insurance. Empowering Irish women every day. Visit MissQuote.ie.
Alan, good morning.
Morning, how are you, mate?
Good. You are back watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
With your missus. Are you watching the whole thing from scratch?
I've already finished Buffy, so I'm working on Angel now at the moment.
All right.
What's your woman's name again? Sarah Michelle Gellar, was it?
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar, yeah.
Is there nothing else on, Alan, no?
I kind of love watching it as a child and all that, so I just start watching it again, you know?
It's your happy place, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes when a cartoon comes on, I used to like when I was a kid, I'll have a little sneaky look and go, I'm seven again.
That was absolutely. That was the qualifying question. Who were the heroes in Half Shell? It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja or Hero Turtles, depending on what vintage you are. Anyway, 10 questions. A grand is at the end of the finish line.
Here we go.
What would you buy your missus if you had €1,000?
Well, we just got married there in July, so it'll go towards kind of our honeymoon maybe next year, do you know?
Okay, very good.
Excellent. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
How many days are there in 6 weeks?
35.
In the nursery rhyme, three blind mice who cut off their tails with a carving knife?
Pass.
What's 2/3 of 300?
175.
What's the title of the forthcoming James Bond movie?
No Way to Die.
True or false, Isaac Newton invented electricity?
True.
Who won a BAFTA and an Emmy for her role in Killing Eve?
Pass.
A rhetorical question is one that doesn't require what?
Thinking.
What Dublin street is the mansion house on?
O'Connell Street.
What world-famous drag queen is the presenter of the TV show Drag Race?
RuPaul.
And Jim Parsons plays what character in The Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon.
Wow. Nobody in the history of Instagram has ever got zero.
Oh!
No, you haven't got zero either, Alan. But you were heading towards a zero until the last two questions.
We're getting nervous for you.
No, I'm not nervous. Just, you know, maybe not as intelligent as I hoped.
Oh, no, no. Sir, it's only a bit of essence. Jim Parsons does play Sheldon in The Big Bang Theory.
Already coming in. They didn't suit him.
And drag queen is RuPaul's Drag Race. Of course, she is the most famous drag queen in the world.
Of course, Jim. But 7 sixes are what?
42.
42.
Yeah.
Correct.
The farmer's wife cut off the three blind mice's tails. 2/3 of 300 is 200.
It's no time to die. Wish they'd ever just get on with it and bring it out.
Isaac Newton discovered gravity. Not electricity. That
Jody.
The other fella.
Jody Comer for Killing Eve.
Yeah, I thought Sandra Oh might have got both as well, but she didn't. She only got.
She's enough awards.
She got a BAFTA, she didn't get an Emmy. A rhetorical question doesn't require an answer.
Dawson Street is where you'll find the Mansion House.
Yeah, see you in the Mansion House. See you down there.
Lewis goes down it. And up it.
You got two today, Alan.
Ah, well, look, two is better than nothing.
Two is better than nothing.
Exactly.
That is the T-shirt we will be printing for you, Alan.
Yeah.
Thanks for having a laugh with us and having a go anyway.
Thanks very much, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, Alan. But I was also thinking, speaking of T-shirts, Jim, couldn't we get some 10 siblings T-shirts made
up? Yes, we can.
I think most people in Ireland would know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's iconic.
10 siblings. I'm not going to say that anyone get more than Alan, okay? Because I...
How much more than Alan did you get?
For Alan.
Let us know. Okay, Nobby, we can now reveal.
I know, Jim. What?
The secret that we've been trying to keep in. There's a band. They're back together after 7 years apart.
Who?
Let's beam over to them. They'll tell us themselves.
Who are you?
We are the Wanted!
Yay!
The Wanted are back.
They're Wanted.
And they're older than ever.
All hello, right. The Wanted.
Hey!
Hi.
Welcome back, lads.
Yay! Guys, I love the way you were chatting there. It was like the first day back at school after the summer break and everyone's catching. Where did you go?
It feels like a reunion. Yeah.
What did you get?
It feels like a reunion.
All right. So, Siva, you'll remember this from school. Tell us your news for the last 7 years.
My man's not changed one little bit.
No.
It's all smokes and mirrors, honestly. Bit of makeup.
Siva's drank from the fountain of youth. Thomas had two kids, and everyone else is barely hanging on.
That sounds like a band after 7 years, so that sounds pretty standard. Yeah. So how are y'all?
Really well.
Right. Yeah, spirits are high. Like, obviously, we come in with all the feelings, nerves, excitement, but every single time, hunger, every single time we're in a room together, we just have the biggest laugh, and I'm coasting, loving it.
I feel like we're still catching up.
Yeah, no, we are.
We've only seen each other a few times in the past few months, and we're still kind of like... getting to know each other again.
Yeah. It's quite nice though, because like that humour just like instantly comes back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even though it's been a while.
No one is safe at any given opportunity. Yeah. It's petrifying.
I think it's for lads especially, is when you meet up after seeing each other for not seeing each other for a while, you just pick up where you left off, don't you?
Yeah, exactly that.
It was like one day. I saw you, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we were all together. Yeah. But literally exactly the same, and we've got so much of the same team back, which is a massive part of it. So we're taking the piss out of the same tour managers, arguing with the same label. Same feels great.
They love us, really.
The question is, today you're getting back together because you're talking about a greatest hits. Will there be some gigs?
Maybe
we're doing.
What's the official lineup? We need to push
it. We are
a tour, maybe pending. I think the official line
details will be announced soon.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I'm just going to stay silent.
I think what I would say is that I think the live performances was always our favourite thing that there was a band. So I would be, and I'm sure everyone else would be, extremely upset if we didn't line some form of shows up. That's cryptic.
Yeah, of course. Most Wanted, the greatest hits album, I mean, it would go. It would make sense to do one. So keep it in mind, lads.
Thank you. We'll mention it to the label. See what
The last time we had a Canes Warren on this show, by the way, Steve, it wasn't you. Your sister and your nephew came onto our Roadhog one morning, and we had chats, and we did selfies. Oh.
So Hazel,
yeah. So it would be. We hope everyone's doing well. It, you know, we can't mention Dublin, not mention Dublin at some point in this interview, of course.
Everyone from Dublin knows each other somehow. So yeah. That's,
as we'd say in Ireland, tell your sister we were asking for her. Hey! Hey! But not in that. But not in that kind of way.
Not in that way. Come on, girl. This is going to be the first fight.
So over the last 7 years, how many times have you all been in the same room together?
Since in 7 years?
Yeah.
We haven't. Zero.
Wow.
Wow.
Literally, we haven't. Mexico was the last time.
Wow.
24.
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah.
No, I went there.
Mexico. Oklahoma.
No, I wasn't there.
No, we did Mexico.
Yeah, I went there. Yeah. Oh, right. So we haven't seen him in about 10 years.
I was busy looking good.
Yeah, what happened? Because Jay and I moved to Los Angeles, so we're thousands of miles away from each other. So we kind of saw each other separately in different, like two of us saw each other in the UK.
That's what it got to. The two of them were like, we need to get as far away as humanly possible.
They're mental.
There's a real buzz to you, lads. It looks like you're really excited about this reunion. Like, what took you so long? If this is the feeling after 7 years,
I think we just need the time. You know, time to settle, and when we all felt okay to get back together, we all kind of gave each other space.
I mean, we have had conversations over the last probably couple of years, haven't we? It's just, we just never really got over the line with it. Yeah. And it just felt like the right time to do it this time around. So,
I bet a lot of people will roll their eyes, but being in a boy band, it completely takes over your life, and it's quite hard. Like, it's just meeting after meeting, trying to work things out. It's five people's opinions and egos, and then the label and management, and you have to put in 100% to even get it off the ground.
It's all consuming.
So just taking the foot off the gas was so nice, and I love seeing the boys succeed at what they were doing. But I think we're now, you know, we've exercised our freedom a little, and now we're ready to actually invest a bit of time into it, because you can't half ass it, you know.
On that note, actually, lads, as you say, when you're in it, it's like full steam ahead. You know, people thinking of headspace and trying to separate real life from the madness of being in the band. Have you learned now from the 7 year break that you won't kind of let the pressure get to you as much, or what are you saying about that? Like,
yeah, I think that's a good point. Actually, I was thinking about that last night in bed. I think this time around, there's less pressure to succeed, you know, because there was a lot of money pumped into the project last time. And I don't know, I just feel like we're doing this for the right reason this time around. Whereas before, it was just like kind of, we got shoved together and it was just like, right, off you go. And it was just like out into the wide world, you know, it was a bit mental. But don't get me wrong, we had a laugh the first time, and I'm looking forward to it this time around. I just want us to have a bit more control this time, and a bit more freedom to express ourselves individually.
Is it a case that, like, the first time around it all happened a bit too fast, and now you can sort of sit back and smell the coffee kind of thing and enjoy it now? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And time gives you perspective as well. At the time, we were trying to make it, and we'd get a number one, and then 2 weeks later, we'd be like, we need another number one, you know? And
what next?
Chasing stuff. Yeah. Now everyone knows who we are. We don't need to... you know, prove anything. Yeah. We just want to enjoy ourselves and make music that people like and enjoy it. And also the perspective can be, excuse me, mate, you're a 70-year-old man and you called me this when I was 18. Are you insane? Now I'm a 30-year-old, I can be like, the label, we're coming at a place as peers, you know? And you can be like, we were wrong on many things. You were not always great. And you have a certain amount of respect for what you're doing and what they're, and how hard their job is.
Who are we talking about?
You wouldn't
there?
Be talking about Louis Walsh there, would you?
No, that's Westland, I think.
So, come here. During the 7 years, did the WhatsApp group stay active?
Oh, it had a period of silence, actually.
Yeah.
But we've all, separately been chatting bits and bobs as we go.
Right.
We've all been supporting each other and had different things, seeing each other, but once we got the whiff that the group was reforming, you know that WhatsApp group popped up again. And I mean, that was really...
Jeez, I opened it up the other day. I was like 56 unread messages. I was like, what am I getting back into? God,
funny.
And also, Tom is obscene in the WhatsApp group.
Yes. Well, we all have a friend like Tom.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No filter.
Everyone knows that WhatsApp is a hellscape where people say the worst possible thing they can think of. Who's, thank God it's encrypted.
Who's guilty of leaving the longest WhatsApp audio messages?
Oh.
The Ramble. Who would be
the
there?
Ramblers. Who's the Rambler?
Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So The Wanted, The Greatest Hits, Most Wanted is the name of it. Brilliant name. And it's going to be available from November the 12th.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Good to see you back.
You boys have just made some people who love a little bit of nostalgia very happy today, I'd say.
Yeah, honestly, the thought of our fans hearing stuff is going to be incredible. I've seen all these tweets. They all suspected like a month ago.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be like, we told you. The idea of them driving to work or whatever, listening to it again, makes
me happy. It's going to be pretty cool, yeah.
And new music as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
And of course, lads.
We genuinely had such a great time in Ireland as well when we did shows there. Mm. Absolutely loved it. We were actually talking about memories the other day of shows in Dublin and our lack of memories. And yeah, we got some good stories from over there.
Don't worry, guys. I am silently pushing us to return.
Silently pushing.
Good.
Brilliant.
Of course, our biggest claim to fame before we let you go, we always tell people this story. Many years ago when you guys were kicking off, you were in here and we'd had good chats and we spent a bit of time together in the studio. And I don't know if you guys remember, you probably don't, you did so much promo, but we do. Anyway, another band came in about an hour later and, you know, the other boy, also an Irish fella in it, and we were like, do you want to interview these guys? We just had the Wanted. No, it's cool. We'll get them again.
We turned them down, lads.
We
had you. We didn't need them.
They never came back.
What that was. It's lovely because we're doing a show for Stand Up to Cancer. It's Tom's show at the Royal Albert Hall, and it's great that Liam's doing the show.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's really lovely.
It was almost like we buried the hatchet. Because obviously there was quite a lot of like drama back in the day, back in the
Twitter drama.
Wait,
round of applause for Liam.
Yeah.
Good lads.
So yeah, we kind of put that to bed, which was quite nice actually, because that was like hanging over my head a bit.
That's okay.
Credit where credit's due, he was the one that reached out to us about the concert and stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's really kind of him. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Liam is the nice one.
They're all the nice ones.
The Wanted are back, everybody.
Yay!
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.